What if the key to unshackling confidence and joy in your life lies in the power of your own thoughts? Negative self-talk can be crippling for many of us, and it shows up in especially pernicious ways for women, according to Cara Lowenthal, author of the new book, Take Back Your Brain, How a Sexist Society Gets in Your Head and How to Get It Out. Cara is a podcaster and master certified life coach, and in her book, she draws on cognitive psychology, feminist theory, and neuroscience to offer practical tools for cultivating empowering beliefs and actions. Here's Cara to share five of her big ideas.
I'm Cara Lowenthal, author of Take Back Your Brain, How a Sexist Society Gets in Your Head, and How to Get It Out. I started my career by graduating from Harvard Law School and becoming a reproductive rights litigator and academic, and then took the very normal next step of quitting academia entirely to become a life coach. In 2016, I left my job running an academic think tank at Columbia, and I never looked back. Today, I'm the host of the internationally top-ranked Unfuck Your Brain podcast, the founder of the School of New Feminist Thought, and a coach, speaker, and author focusing particularly on women's self-conception and self-image. I teach people all over the world how to identify and change the thought patterns that keep them feeling insecure, playing small, and holding themselves back. I'm going to share the five key insights from my book that will change the way you think forever. If you were socialized as a woman, you will understand yourself in a whole new way. If you are socialized as a man, you're going to be able to apply the concepts to yourself as well, while also understanding the women in your life in a whole new way too. Insight number one. Evolutionary psychology and your family of origin are not the only two impacts on the way your brain works. The third big impact is intersectional socialization. Let me break down what that means. In broad strokes, psychotherapy has traditionally focused on the role of our family of origin on our psychology. Coaching has traditionally focused on evolutionary psychology and biology and cognitive theory to help us hack our brains. But there is a third big contributor to what makes up our mental landscape, and that is socialization. We are born with instincts, but not much else. We learn everything else from watching the world around us. This includes everything from what foods are safe to eat raw or cooked, to whether pants go on your arms or legs, to who is considered worthy of respect and how different kinds of people are valued by society. Sometimes it's explicit. There was a study that showed that girls are more often praised for doing something perfectly, while boys are praised for effort and allowed to make messes. Sometimes it's implicit. No one says a word about your unmarried uncle with a successful career, but your unmarried aunt who is equally successful is always being asked if she's dating and when she's going to get married and have children. So women grow up with a lot of this programming deep in their brains, that women should always be nice and kind and helpful, that girls need to be pretty and sexually appealing, but not too sexual, that men are better at money and math, that men's sports matter and women's don't, that women need to be in service to other people at all times or they are selfish, that women are naturally destined to be mothers and caretakers. The list goes on and on. And while a lot of what I'll share in this audio is about how this plays out for heterosexual women especially, anyone socialized as a woman absorbs this conditioning long before their romantic or sexual orientations manifest, and anyone of any gender absorbs messaging about the gender with which they identify. This socialization is also intersectional. That means that people absorb different messages based on their different identities. As a Jewish woman, I hear messages about what Jews are like, what women are like, and what Jewish women are like. Some positive, some negative. A Black woman hears messages about not only what women are like, but what Black people are like and what Black women are specifically like. Whatever identities you have absorbed messaging from society that tells you about who you are and what is valuable and worthwhile about you. And those messages sink into your subconscious. Insight number two. This social programming produces what I call the brain gap. The brain gap is the gap between what women want to think and feel and how they actually think and feel. This happens because the social programming does not identify itself as programming in our minds. Instead, it shapes our thoughts about ourselves and our self-conception in invisible ways, and we assume that our thoughts about ourselves are true. So, for instance, I grew up observing that no matter what a woman has accomplished in her life, people think it's sad if she's not married and doesn't have kids. As a teen, I discovered feminism. So now I didn't want to believe that. I wanted to believe my adult conscious thoughts about how women can choose any life they want and their marital status doesn't define them. But meanwhile, I was always fixated on whether or not I was being ghosted by the guy du jour I had met on Tinder, whose last name I usually didn't even know. I still felt really insecure about being single and couldn't help but feel like the people around me were judging me or pitying me for not being married and thinking there must be something wrong with me. Why? Because of the brain gap between those two thought patterns. The brain gap shows up in every area of women's lives. You want to believe that being a mom doesn't have to be your whole identity and that you deserve to have a well-rounded life as a parent, but you feel guilty anytime you prioritize yourself over your kids. You know you've accomplished a lot in your career and you know you should feel confident, but you still feel like someone is going to figure out that you don't know what you're doing any minute. The list goes on and on. These are all brain gaps created by the way women are socialized to think about women in general, which they internalize into thoughts about themselves. Insight 3. These brain gaps don't stay inside our brains. They impact how we feel and act, and the returns that we get on those actions impact the world. So we end up acting out internalized oppression without even realizing it. Cognitive behavioral psychology teaches us that thoughts create emotions which create behaviors. This is an overly simplified model in some ways, but it's useful for seeing the big picture pattern here. Our behaviors, our actions and our inactions, impact the outcomes in our lives. I call this cause and effect the return that we get on the investment of mental and emotional energy in our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. So, for instance, if, like some of my clients, you have grown up hearing that women are natural mothers, that we are naturally more nurturing, and that women want to take care of babies, you will find that you believe you should feel all of those things. Then you may have a kid and find there's an unequal division of caretaking in your household. As a feminist, you may want to remedy that, but you're fighting your subconscious thoughts that make you feel guilty if you do anything other than take care of your baby, or make you think that your male partner will resent you if you ask him to take care of the baby, or even take him up on it when he offers. Insight 4 is that this insight, however powerful it is, will not change these thought patterns and behaviors by itself. You have to rewire your brain bit by bit to change the way you think. Positive thinking and affirmations work for some people, but for many people they backfire and make them feel worse. The key to sustainable thought change is to use the thought ladder that I teach in the book to start with a thought that just feels a little less bad and work your way up. I call this the 10% less shitty thought, and it is the secret to life. This method is how you find a thought you can actually believe now that's just a little bit better than your current thought. Which means you get some emotional payoff from practicing it, which makes your brain willing to keep doing it. Over time, you can build up to whatever thoughts you want to have. And the truth is, your current brain usually can't even imagine how good those thoughts can get from where you are now. I have changed everything in my life using this method. I went from binging and purging with terrible body image to a healthy relationship with my body and food. From never working out to lifting 2 times a week with a trainer. From settling and dead-end relationships to being engaged to someone who isn't perfect but is perfect for me. From believing I was bad with money and an imposter at every job I had to creating a multi-7-figure coaching business and creating a podcast with 50 million downloads. From believing I was never going to have ideas of my own to creating an entirely new theory of coaching and landing a major book deal to share it with the world. From always underplaying myself to being able to proudly own my accomplishments right here in this audio. It's not because I'm special. It's because I know how to identify the ways that socialization has programmed limiting gendered beliefs in my brain and how to change them. If you're socialized as a man, the messages might be different, but they are holding you back in their own ways all the same. From talking about your emotions, being able to feel vulnerable, accessing your true desires, and showing up for a more equal world. Whatever your gender or any other identity you have, the way society has taught you to think about people like you and about people not like you is impacting the way you think, feel, and behave, and that's impacting the outcomes and returns in your life and in the world. Insight 5. The fact that we can change our thoughts bit by bit to change how we show up in the world is why liberating ourselves has to start inside our own minds if we want to make big changes in our lives or in the world. The feminist movement, or any movement, has historically focused exclusively on structural changes, policy, politics, and law. And those are important efforts. There are absolutely external structures that create inequality in our society. My whole coaching framework is based on that being true. But we do not pay enough attention to how these frameworks and structures influence our brains, not just our circumstances. We also need to address the way that women think and feel about themselves based on the gendered beliefs that society has taught them. When we internalize oppressive belief systems and use them against ourselves, we perpetuate those systems. That doesn't make them our fault. We mostly didn't create them. But we do have the power to change them. And our minds are the fastest and most powerful place we can intervene, which will make our own lives feel better, but will also help us show up to impact the world in a different way. Anyone who has ever changed the world has been able to do so because they did not believe what society was telling them. They believed the world could be different. Suffragists and their allies didn't accept society's teaching that they were too stupid or frivolous to be allowed to vote. Enslaved people and their allies didn't accept society's teaching that they were inferior and that their suffering didn't matter. If you don't trust your own ideas and discernment, if you don't trust yourself when you think something different than what society told you, how will you ever make change happen? Social change comes from people who think differently than the norm. If we want to change society, we have to change the way that we think about ourselves first. So to make the outside world better, we have to dive inside. This book will walk you through exactly how to do that. Thank you for listening. I hope this book changes your mind the way this work has changed my life.
Thank you, Kara. That was Kara Lowenthal with 5 big ideas from Take Back Your Brain, How a Sexist Society Gets in Your Head and How to Get It Out. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.